Exodus chapter 30. And you shall make an altar to burn incense upon, of shittim wood shall you make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. 4 square shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same. You shall overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof, round about, and the horns thereof, and you shall make unto it a crown of gold round about. And the 2 golden rings shall you make to it under the crown of it, by the 2 corners thereof, upon the 2 sides of it shall you make it, and they shall be 4 places for the staves to bear it withal. And you shall make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and you shall put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with you. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. And when he dresses the lamps, he shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at evening, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall you pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of atonements. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, When you take the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when you number them, that there be no plague among them when you number them. This they shall give every one that passes among them that are numbered, 1/2 shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary, 1 shekel is 20 gerahs. 1/2 shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. And every one that passes among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than 1/2 shekel, when they give an offering unto the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. And you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, You shall also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal, and you shall put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and you shall put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, that they die not. Or when they come near to the altar to minister, to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord, so they shall wash their hands and their feet, and they shall die not. And it shall be a statute for ever to them, even to them and to his seed throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take you also unto you principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon 1/2 so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus 250 shekels, of cassia 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil 1 hin. And you shall make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compounded after the art of apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. You shall anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver in his foot. And you shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whosoever touches them shall be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And you shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall you make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compounds any like it, or whosoever puts any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Take unto you sweet spices, stache, and oincha, and galbanum, these sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be like weight. And you shall make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation. There I will meet with you. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which you shall make, you shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto you holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that, to smell thereunto, shall even be cut off from his people.